Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 174 on July 10th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Lordstown Motors Corporation, Sorrento Therapeutics, and Nikola Corporation. And we discuss three new trades on Express Inc., the U.S. Global Jets ETF, and United States Steel Company. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. So once again, we had an all-time high weekly close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained another 83 points, ending the week at 34,870 points. The S&P 500 index picked up 17 points, closing at 4,369 points on Friday. Now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is sizing your trades. And this topic falls under the more general risk management category. Creating trades with the right amount of capital exposure is key to your success as a trader. The goal is to always live to trade another day. I never want any single trade to lose or cost me all of my capital. And trust me, people blow up big accounts and small accounts. Doesn't matter if you have a $5,000 account or if you have $5 million in your account. You will blow the account up if you trade too big. Of course, if you don't trade big enough, you'll grow at a snail's pace, which isn't fun either. So my goal is to have 25 to 30% of my capital at play in options at any given moment or given time. So if I have five or six trades on, for example, that means I'm willing to allocate up to 5% of my capital in each trade. And in this scenario, I would have to have a total loss for three or four consecutive months before I'm out of the game. Some of you might ask what I use to calculate the 5%. Is it the maximum amount I could gain or lose? That's a key question. I always size my trades based on the maximum amount of money that I could lose. That means that if I sell a spread, I use the maximum possible loss to size the trade. And if I buy a spread, I size it based on the amount of money that I'll spend to purchase the trade or the amount of cash outlay that I have to use to get in the trade. So having 5% of your capital at risk on any single trade might actually be too small or too big for some of you, depending on the size of your account. Like if you have a $1 million account, 5%, you know, having $50,000 at risk on every trade might be too much. So it really just depends on the size of your account and what you're wanting to risk in options. So that's one of the reasons why risk management is somewhat challenging. It's hard to make generalized rules for each individual because each individual has different financial goals, different amounts of capital in their account, and honestly, different amounts that they're willing to risk and have at play at any given time. So the main thing that you want is to make sure that you plan in advance how you will manage your capital, and you use the amount of money that you can lose on a trade, not the amount of money you could gain. If I trade it like I'm going to win the lotto every week, then I doubt you'll blow your account up, you know, faster than you can probably spell account, but you just want to be aware of the maximum amount that you can lose so that no single loss ever takes you out of the game. You want to live to trade another day. All right, let's get into the trade review from last week. And these options all expire this upcoming Friday on July the 16th. So these trades only had 2 weeks to work, which honestly is a little too tight for most of them. I mean, trying to have a trade survive and make it in a two-week period still just doesn't give you enough time to be able to adjust and be fluid if you have a loss. I don't know if you guys have been listening to me for years. When I first started, I would actually trade the front month. I'd give front month trades even right up to the expiration week. So it was like, hey, can we make money on this trade in 1 week? And I still will do that sometimes in my personal account, but you know, I'm more aware of the fact that if you have a loss and you need to adjust, just that 1 week trade takes you out anyway. So then you're looking at rolling risk into the next month, which may actually go beyond your original trade thesis anyway. So maybe we'll get into that, creating your trading plan sometime soon. So anyway, let's start off with the covered call. We looked at Lordstown Motor Corporation, symbol R as in Romeo, I as in India, D as in Delta, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.23 per share. We looked at buying stock and selling the July 9.5 call at 89 cents, hoping for a return of 12.57% in 2 weeks. Well, Lordstown Motor stock fell 29 cents this week, ending at $8.94 per share. The call option we sold fell 60 cents, leaving us with a net profit of 31 cents if you were to close the trade down. Now, because all monthly options, all July monthly options at least will expire on Friday, July 16th. So if the stock stays below $9.50, we get to keep that full $89 that we received at the time of the sale of that call option, right? That's a higher profit than if we close the trade, the full trade right now, as long as stock remains in this current range. So if stock rises above $9.50 this week, we actually get to capture the full trade value on this stock. And capturing the full trade value implies that you're going to be left with a zero position. So these call options would actually expire in the money, and you're going to turn your shares of stock over along with that call that's in the money. So all in all, for the next 5 business days, you don't really need to make an adjustment unless the stock continues to fall and it falls below that break-even point. Now, if you still own the stock after expiration and the call option, which means that call option expired worthless, you can sell another out-of-the-money call option against the stock to increase yields even higher. You just choose to sell the August expiration or September or however long you want to hold the stock and be in this trade. So even though the stock is down 29 cents this week, this trade is actually working out because of the amount of money that we received when we sold the call. All right, our next trade from last week is a credit spread on Sorrento Therapeutics, symbol S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo, N as in November, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.76 per share. I looked at selling the July 9.5/9 put spread at 19 cents, which should give us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents. Sorrento Therapeutics stock dropped $1.07 per share, ending the week at $8.69 per share. And the out-of-the-money spread that we sold is now in the money, which means that we've created a loss. The spread can be bought back for 46 cents, which locks in a loss of 27 cents, or just 4 cents away from our maximum loss. So I actually don't advise, at this point with 1 week left, I don't advise closing the trade. If stock were to head higher, the spread could actually finish back out of the money. This stock actually is moving around. So any other spread that I might sell, like if I decided to turn this into an iron condor, will not fully offset the loss because of the lack of time value. With there only being 1 week left in this trade, the call options are not really too juicy. So you'd either have to sell multiple spreads, which alters your risk, or the spread that you do sell isn't going to offset your loss very much. So if we had longer, you know, if we had longer than 1 week to fix the trade, sure, I'd consider an iron condor or other similar structures. You can find ways to create a butterfly spread. You can do a number of other things to offset the risk of this individual spread, but at this point, we just don't have enough time for really executing any of those trades and having them not significantly alter our risk that might lock in an actual loss on the week. So I would watch the stock for a pullback higher in the coming days and just adjust the trade accordingly. And certainly, there's no shame in ever getting out of a trade, whether it's making money or losing money. If you decide to close a trade early, you can always buy the spread back in the case that you sold it, or sell a spread out if you bought it initially, and close the risk. Again, personal decision. It all depends on how you want to manage your account. Our final trade from last week was also a loss, unfortunately. Looking at Nikola Corporation, symbol N is in November, K is in Kilo, L is in Lima, A is in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $16.44 per share. I looked at buying the July 15 half 16 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents or a 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Nikola stock lost $1.24 this week, closing at $15.20 per share. The in-the-money spread that we bought is now out of the money, and with 1 week left to trade, we have a 20-cent loss on our hand for this spread. Now, selling the spread will allow you to maintain the last 12 cents of value in the spread, and we could then focus on selling an out-of-the-money put spread or an out-of-the-money call spread or even an iron condor against the spread to recoup some of the losses over the next few days. You could look at selling the 14.5 14 put spread and the 16.5 17 call spread, both expiring this same month, July 16th. And that would allow us to lock in a 14 cent or capture 14 cents for selling that iron condor. And it also creates a wider spread for making money on the position over the next 5 days. But I'm still not, it's not that I'm not convinced in the stock. It's just a matter of, you know, is there enough money to make it worthwhile? You want to make sure if you're going to sell this iron condor, and it changes your risk. So understand the risk involved, and you want to make sure that you receive enough capital to somewhat offset the risk or the loss that you've already assumed on the trade for the week. So I hate losing money. I hate losing money, especially when the stock market goes up, right? So if the stock market goes up, you should be able to sell puts or put spreads and buy calls or call spreads and make money. And so you just get, it becomes frustrating. This is sort of the difference, or one of the key differences between trading, let's say, a global macro ETF, like a full market, like the spiders or the diamonds or something like that, versus just trading individual companies, which are going to move based on their own individual dynamics, you know, management team, industry outlook, their ability to capture industry profits and whatnot. So anyway, and that's also why I've mentioned before that I tend to trade more ETFs than I do individual companies. And that's just so that I get exposure to an industry or exposure to the overall market relative to having to kind of manage any individual companies. I do obviously still play individual companies. You guys have heard me talk about some wins actually a few weeks ago, I have won since then, but I don't talk about some of the other things I do off the show, but it's fun. It's all part of the game, and making money is certainly more fun than losing it. So let's look at these three new trades, and hopefully this week will be winning. And what's interesting is this week we'll be pretty much using calls. It's all calls. Kind of happens that way. It's just the way the numbers worked out. So I won't be trading any puts this week. And all of the trades for the next few weeks are going to be based on the August 20th expiration. These are the monthly options for the month of August. We'll start off with our covered call. Looking at Express Inc., symbol E is in Echo, X is in X-ray, P is in Papa, R is in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $5.79 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that August 6 call at 85 cents, hoping for an 18.31% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $5.76 per share and selling the August 6 call at 85 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $6 per share and the break-even price is $4.94. The stock purchase in real terms will require $576 and you would collect $85 for selling the option. And the reason I keep using these low-cost stocks for the covered calls, even though they can be somewhat volatile sometimes, is not only because I want the numbers to work out, but I'm also intentionally using lower cost trades just so that you guys realize you don't have to have a $1 million account to trade options. You can actually get good at trading options using an account that has $1,000 in it. I mean, you could put this trade on for under $1,000. In fact, you could put all of the trades on any given show. If I'm using a small stock like this, you can do it for under $1,000. So don't allow a lack of capital to keep you out of the options game. And also remember that paper trading is not real trading because it removes the emotion. It hurts to lose money and you respond accordingly. That response is what makes the difference between winning traders and losing traders. So traders that either are willing to sustain big losses because they feel like they're, you know, the big guy in the market, they typically blow up their account. And the guys that are too afraid to take a loss, they never hit the buy or sell button anyway. They never actually trade. Or they get in a trade and they don't manage it with their head. They manage it with their emotions. And that typically leads to loss anyway. So anyway, sorry to throw that in. Maybe that's another topic of the week sometime that goes right in hand with that risk management piece. But that's the reason I've been using some of these lower cost stocks. Our second trade on the week is a credit spread. Looking at U.S. Global Jets ETF, symbol J as in Juliet, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, S as in Sierra, the stock ended the week at $23.98 per share. I'm looking at selling the August 24-25 call spread at 36 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 64 cents over the next 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by selling the August 24 call at 93 cents and concurrently buying the August 25 call for 57 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $24 at expiration. The break-even price on this trade is $24.36 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $36 per spread that you sell and have $64 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We're looking at United States Steel Company, symbol X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $24.54 per share. I'm looking at buying the August 23-24 call spread for 66 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 34 cents or 51.25% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the August 23 call for $2.96 and concurrently selling the August 24 call at $2.30. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. This trade makes the most money if stock prices are above $24 per share at expiration. The break-even price on this trade is $23.66 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $66 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is going to be $34 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't had a chance, please do subscribe to the YouTube channel for the weekly option as well. And have a great weekend and a great week trading. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.